This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's job market is stalling. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In March, Colorado had 8,800 fewer jobs compared to the same time last year. That's according to preliminary estimates from the state's Labor Department. The private sector lost 5,700 jobs, while government shed about 3,000 jobs. Colorado's economy is underperforming compared to the wider U.S. one. The state's job market shrank last year for the first time since the pandemic-fueled job losses of 2020. At the same time, the U.S. added jobs, even though growth slowed significantly. Still, the preliminary data shows Colorado gained jobs in March compared to February, but monthly numbers are frequently revised. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Congressman Gabe Evans says once the war in the Middle East is wrapped up, Coloradans will see lower gas prices. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Republican represents the closely watched 8th District. Evans defended President Trump's decision to attack Iran as necessary to prevent that country from developing a nuclear weapon.
It had to happen now. It's going to get wrapped up. Gas prices are going to go down because that's what the Republican energy dominance strategy has delivered before, and it's what it's going to deliver again.
According to AAA, Coloradans are paying $4.41 for a gallon of gas. Nationally, the price is up more than a dollar in the last year. Evans spoke after a roundtable discussion with VA Secretary Doug Collins in Brighton. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has launched a new website to provide disaster assistance for residents after disasters. It's called the Colorado Disaster Recovery Navigation Tool. It's intended to help people navigate disaster recovery and rebuild after storms, fires, or other disasters. Governor Jared Polis's office says it's a step-by-step guide for Coloradans as climate change increases disaster risk. And this comes after the federal government denied claims last month for last year's Lee and Elk fires. This is CPR News.